I connect to the grace upon my Father, and I make a declaration on behalf of grace that in your city, in your nation, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because you are in this conference, I see you taking over. I see you taking over. The last prayer point. In Luke 18, talking about a story when Jesus said men are ought always to pray and not to faint. There was a widow who came to tell the ungodly judge who never feared God nor regard a man. There is something I saw there. That the woman got, sorry, don't quote me wrong, allow me to learn. The woman got a miracle, not because she was a Christian, but because she had a persistent spirit. I have discovered in the Bible, miracles that Jesus did were not done for Christians. Were done for those who have this resistance that nothing can stop me. When Jesus said to a woman, it's not good to give the children's bread to the dog, meaning that woman was a sinner. I hear the woman resisted. Though I am a dog, but the dog eats the crumb, and the child was made whole. You know what some of our pastors normally do say, when you give your life to Christ, that it will be okay. No. Now there are trouble. That's why most of our members are discouraged. When they want to talk to me, say, Daddy, even when I was not born again, things were not as hard like this. Because when he was in the world, he had this energy to put for anything he wanted to do. But now, they talk Christianity is laziness. I'm going somewhere before we pray. I've never seen a miracle like the blind Bartimaeus. Jesus was fasting. He was not a Christian. He was not a Christian. Mention anyone, the one Jesus met at the pool in John chapter 5 was not a Christian. In John chapter 9, the blind man was not a Christian. The lame man at the gate in Acts chapter 3, that Peter and it was not a Christian. But what? What gave them a miracle? This persistent spirit. What is killing many men of God is early retirement satisfaction. Some of them, after this morning session now, evening session, you will not come late. You say, let me rest first. Nobody get blessed until you have this spirit of force. This morning, the Holy Ghost whispered something to my ear. And I was shocked. I just shouted. I was brushing my teeth. He said, do you know you are getting old? Because I wanted to like relax. I was complaining at this sleep of time. He said, but do you think you have time on your side? You are getting old. And I actually checked the place I was brushing. I saw gray hair. So I said, hey, oh boy, where will they go now? I wake up again. Most of all, you think that you have life to live long. Some of all, like, in the next 10 years now, you'll be 60. Some of all, you'll be next 10 years, you'll be 50. Where you call they go, 9 years past where you come from. Until now, nothing has been done. And you still came here now, you are looking for where to sleep. As if there was no bed in your house before. You get some of our patrons for come here now to come and gossip outside. Somebody will just carry your hand and say, make a discuss with you. If he value you, why no come visit you for where you're there? Tell your neighbor, say, I didn't come because of you. Allow me to focus on my life. Are you ready to pray? You are going to pray with force. Father, even when I am not qualified. You know, I pray that prayer. What I say, God, if you think you will be qualified before you receive from God, you are a joker. But when God sees your resistance, you resist weather, you resist everything. You can never live here the same way. No matter how righteous you are, you did not put any force here. You will live here the same way. But no matter how the sinner is worse, and he came here as a father, heaven will open. Lift up a right hand. I want us to cry. Father, I will not live here the same way I came. Shout it and scream and use your life. Lift up a right hand of fire. Say, Lord, as I pray now, in this minister conference, I refuse to live the same way I came. So, Lord, they cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. A declaration that before you will leave here few days from now, your life, your marriage, your ministry will receive a positive turnaround. Amen. If I hear that amen, you are the one I am talking to. Amen. Can you and me celebrate our father and our mother? They are in the house. Our father is a blessing. Yesterday, he blessed us. There's one thing he said, which I'm still meditating on. He said, all of us should try to rest. And I said to myself, when I have like this car hall, I can rest. It's a good one. He was encouraging us. I said, hey, Papa said we should rest. When you come to this house, can you rest? I said, maybe they cost you. Let me celebrate our father and our mother. They're in the house. Can we take praise?
Lift up your hands unto Jesus as you taught to surrender unto Him, as to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands unto Jesus. Tell Him how much you love Him. Tell Him how much you care. Open your mind and begin to worship God. Worship the Lord. He's awesome in this place. He's awesome in our lives. He's the lady of the valley, the bright and the morning star. Lord, worship you, Lord. Lord,
Oh, no.
worship you, Lord Jesus. Now we are going to say,
draw me close to you,
Lord Jesus. In this conference, Lord,
never let me go.
Say to Jesus, say, Lord,
I lay it all down again.
To hear you say, I am your friend.
To hear you say, I am your friend.
Lord Jesus, you are our desire. To take your place, Lord Jesus.
No one else
to
take your place.
To feel the warmth of your embrace, Lord.
To feel the warmth of your
embrace. Lord Jesus. Come on.
Thank you.
Love the Lord is upon my life.
I will never be
there. Let me see you dance now. Dance for Jesus. Dance for Jesus. When the Spirit of the Lord is upon your life.
I will never be
there. Everybody dance. Clap your hands. I want to hear you clap your hands. Your hands for Jesus. Your hands for Jesus. Your hands for Jesus. It's worthy. Hey. When the Spirit of the Lord is upon your life, I will clap. Everybody clap. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Hallelujah! When the Spirit of the Lord is upon your life, I will run! 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 When the Spirit of the Lord is upon your life, I will run! Everybody run!
I will run! I will run!
Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for Jesus and make a great noise. Amen. Please, once more, can we just appreciate our Father, God's Christ servant, and our mother for this rare privilege to come together to dine with Him in God's presence. It's a privilege. Praise God. Please, we'll be... One thing is certain. There is no encounter that leaves a man where he met him. Encounter changes your life. As a matter of fact, encounter is transgenerational. When you encounter God, it goes over into your family to change everything about you. I am believing God for someone that this encounter will not only affect you, but it will also affect your generation. It will affect them positively. In the name of Jesus. Please, without wasting time, we'll be calling on Pastor David Iyobusa to come and take us through prayer section. And after that, we'll be having Reverend Chiweze Amadi
the Sons of the Prophet coordinator, please, this moment that we are in is a moment that we all have been desiring to come to see. And please, if there is anything we should do, it's not just to be present in God's presence, it's to be prepared. If you are not prepared in God's presence, you will not get the presence from Him. So please, let's put our hands together as we make welcome Pastor David Iyobosa.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Can you join me? Appreciate my spiritual parents. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Mommy. We are going to be praying for two nations. We are going to be praying for Nigeria. And I'm going to be praying for Cameroon. Can you be on your feet, everybody? Be on your feet. Can we get a representative from Cameroon with the flag? Hallelujah. We are going to pray for peace for the nation of Cameroon. In Psalm 29, verse 11, he said, God will give strength to his people and bless them with peace. We are going to pray the peace in Omega Fire Ministry. Let it reach out to the nation of Cameroon. In Agai chapter 2, verse 9, he said, the glory of the latter shall be greater than the glory of the former. He said, in this place will I give peace. So peace is a matter of location. So we're going to use this as a location to reach the nation of Cameroon. Let's hear. Lift up your right hand of fire. Say, my father.
Father.
Say in the name of Jesus. As I begin to pray now, let the peace of God upon Omega Fire Ministry reach out to the nation of Cameroon.
Reach out to the nation of Cameroon.
If a heart be divided against itself, that heart cannot stand. So we are going to pray against the spirit of division among ministers of God in all the church, in the churches in the nation of Cameroon. Our Father in the Lord said something to us one time. He said, God nominated us, but we denominated ourselves. The truth is this. When you are conscious of impact, you don't know who is fake and real. You are too busy. Am I communicating here? You are too busy to be looking for who is fake and who is real. Because your drive is for impact. Father, we come against the spirit of division. In Acts chapter 2, the Bible said when the day of Pentecost was fully come, he said they were in one place. Agreement. Demonstrate three. Two cannot walk except they agree. Are you ready to take that prayer? Lift up your right hand of fire. So my father, say in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
as I begin to pray now, we come against the spirit of division.
We come against the spirit of division.
Among churches in Cameroon. Among ministers of God in the nation of Cameroon.
Among the ministers of God.
Fire! Open your mouth and fire! Nigeria is a blessed country. There is no perfect nation anywhere. Every nation has its own storm. Am I communicating here? God has blessed Nigeria. But the Bible said in Proverbs 29 verse 2, it said, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. It said, but when the wicked rule, they mourn. In Proverbs chapter 11 verse 7, it said, when the wicked die, his expectation comes to an end. Every herald contending with the nation of Nigeria, contending with the churches in Nigeria. There is no one in the Bible, look at from history, that fought the church of God and survived. You can't fight God's work. Am I communicating here? So you will, as you take this prayer, this is the last prayer I drop the mic, you will clap your hands. Am I communicating here? Whether you believe it or not, no matter the storm, as I said, Nigeria is our country. You don't run because there is crisis. Lift up your right hand of fire. So my father.
Lion of Judah.
As I begin to pray now.
Whoever is representing Herod in the nation of Nigeria.
Contending with the church of God.
Cameroon, Ghana, Sierra Leone, Benin Republic, and Liberia. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, the Bible says a certain Herod stretched forth his hand. He took James, and there was quietness. Papa said something that destiny can be denied if nothing is done. And the Bible says he came back when he saw that he pleased the people. And took Peter. But the Bible says, and the church prayed. He said, they made prayer. They didn't pray, they made prayer. One of the days, Papa said, when you are praying certain prayer to waste a strong man, he entered into his private place and said, Lord, take the spinal cord, put it in the ribs. Take the ribs, put it in the heart. Take the heart, put it in the brain. That's making prayer. Not our Father who art in heaven. No Herod can go down with a simple prayer. We are going to ask God, Lord, over this nation, every Herod that has stretched out his hand, call them home. God, call them home.
They have finished their work on planet Earth. Are you ready to pray with me now? God, my Father, my Maker. I am a lady, a Gadaba. Say, my Father, my Maker. As I begin to pray, every herald over these nations here, I call them home now. Every herald that has stretched forth his hand against the church of Jesus, as we pray, call them home. Clap your hand as we pray. Lord, call them home. Call them home. Enough is enough. Call them home. Call them home. Iyakado. Erosoto. Ikure de 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 de. Iyakalaga. Osa prakata yadaba. Mekutele de. Ikuta yadaba. Osika palaya. Eruka pandelete. Idoya dadada. Idoya dadada. Ekuta palate. Ezondo baliabara. Itoria kateda. Osakada. Call them home. Call them home. Call them home. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. On Sunday, Papa was preaching and he said, talking about debt. And he said there are certain debts that are public shame and private shame. One of the problems of this nation is debt. Owing all over the world. The Chinese are here looking like they came to help. They are more in debt than us. The Koreans, everywhere. You are driving through the streets of these nations. The citizens have no siren. But foreigners that have no value where they came from are on siren, guided by our military. Why? They are keeping us more in debt. We're going to pray. Oh God, debt relief. Wherever it will come from, oh God, the wisdom upon our leaders. The wisdom upon our leaders. Wherever it will come from. This one and the last prayer. Are you ready to pray right now? Let me say something to us. When I walked in here yesterday, and I saw the ceiling of the church, and I said, Daddy has never called for offering to raise the ceiling. Respect comes. You can't enter here and brag of anything. Why? Not one of your penny was asked to do what is going on. So it becomes easier if Africans can manage their resources. Respect will be granted. Am I talking to somebody here? Africa must survive. Did you hear what I said? We must be, remain the pride that we are. Say, my Father, my Maker. Upon this mountain of freedom. Of freedom. Every form of indebtedness over the nation of Africa. We ask, oh God, let there be a miracle. Let there be a miracle. Let the debt be canceled. Kayamadobo Saki Palata. Izikatos the Geda. Regule Deda. Iatadada. 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 Iekotologo do Brada. Braketia Balande. Erosweke Patia. Okina Dadada. Iorosoto Brada Baba. In Jesus' name we pray. Final prayer. Few days ago, I was just incubating few of Papa's message, and the Lord showed me this revelation. When the church prayed, and Peter left, ordinarily, when a prisoner escaped, there should be a call for rearrest. But there was no account in the Bible that they looked for Peter. Why? Because of the supernatural power that was available for his exit. The iron gate opened on its own accord. There should have been a call for rearrest. but there was no call. Lord, over the churches in Africa, let there be a strange manifestation of your power. So much that the church will be feared and men will respect God. Are you ready? That's why we're here. We are not here because we don't know what to do. We are here because today, our church is known all over the world because a power entered. Power said, Papa said, power is not in a location, it's in a man. That wherever you find yourself, let the government know there's a pastor there. Let your local government know there's a pastor there. Let your chief know there's a pastor there. Hold on. I say this to the glory of the grace of God upon my father. The Royal Highness of the community where our church is. He said to me, take me to your father in the Lord. And by the grace of God, Papa saw him and spoke over his life. What happened? In course of our meeting in the land, one of those days, I told our members, let's go and paint his palace. We painted the palace inside and outside. From that day to today, there is maximum respect. And he came to church one of the days, somehow, somehow, the Holy Ghost, I don't know what he did. The man went home and knew something happened. He said, take me to die, your Papa. And when he came here and returned home, you don't talk about me where he is anymore. Total freedom. We need that kind of respect. When Papa is walking through the airport, walking through the eyes or wherever, everybody suspends what they are doing. They are looking at him. Now be this one. Now the man be this one. Too. Now the man be this one. Too. Now the man be this one. Why? Because of the power. Because the dunamis. We are living here to God manifest it. Say, my Father, my Maker. As we begin to pray, over the nations of Africa,
all the nations of Africa,
empower your church,
empower your
to be relevant. Yes, 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 yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes,
just pick an offering. It's time to give to God. Please have this in mind. This is the first offering. And I've decided to separate this language offering. If you don't offer, freedom will not come. That's why it's called offering. You offer, you'll be free. So just dip your hands into your pocket. Raise a quality offering. This is the first meeting. Whatever you do now will determine how you're going to end. Lift up that offering. Lift it up high. And just say something to God concerning that seed. Just lift up your offering. Father, we have come. On this ground, we came with a lot of problems. But we are not going back with them. By the reason of this offering, Lord, freedom has come to us. On this ground, we are living here free in the name of Jesus. Your offering is blessed and your prayers answered.
And this song is from our dynamic model. Higher, higher, hallelujah.
Higher, 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 higher.
Everybody, let's go!
Sometimes we give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Praise God. This morning, can we just with a clap offering join me celebrate my father, my mother, our father. Celebrate God for their lives. God bless you. Daddy and mommy, thank you for the privilege. Thank you, sir. Praise God. Praise God. I have come to discover in life that the greatest thing that can happen to a man is to have the privilege, opportunity to be trained by qualified trainer. The confidence of the passengers on board an aircraft is largely built on the professionalism or the qualification of the pilot. When a flight hitting destination is not a product of the passenger, even if they are more on board, it's a product of the two men sitting on the cockpit, which are called the pilot. Some people sleep on board because they trust the pilot. And I believe that God has raised us as it were, as pilots of our individual flight, taking the people to a destination. We cannot afford to be ignorant. We cannot afford not to be knowledgeable. We cannot afford to play with this thing because the lives of many are connected to us. So in that sense, we are either dangerous or sensitive. So at this junction, I want to say something that we need to take our coming to this place more than serious. Permit me to use those words. And this morning, I just want us to pray. Few prayers. One of them, I have discovered in life that there is a level that God destines you to be, and then He sends men to take you there. He sends men to take you there. Few months ago, some time back, Papa began emphasizing, which culminated into one of his messages about men. My men will not be few. I came to understand, and it took me through a dimension. One of the days, yesterday, Papa said something, even if you can pay, you still need to pray. Is somebody in church this morning? Even if you can pay, you still need to pray. I remember one of the times, practically, my wife and I, we began to sleep in church, and my daughter called me one day and said, Daddy, why is it that you stay more in church than the house? And I said, if all of us stay at home, we will never have a home. I might speak it to somebody. I want us to pray this prayer this morning. In Luke chapter 5 verse 10, Jesus said to them, you will catch men. In Luke chapter 15 verse 16, the prodigal son said, no man gave him. In John 5, 7, he said, I have no man. In Luke 6, 38, he said, give, it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give to thy bosom. And then I said to myself, even God in heaven needed men. In Genesis 1, 26, God was in search of men. Am I speaking to somebody? Who lift up your right hand? Something massive happened to my life and happened to that assignment that I've been committed to my hand because God began to raise strategic men who have an understanding of moving this level to another level. We are going to pray, Lord, give me strategic men. Am I speaking to somebody? Somebody say, my Father, my Maker. Church, the difference between where you are and where you should be is a man. When God brings that man or the men your way, they change your level without prayer point. Let me say something. There are people who meet you in your condition and they sympathize with you. There are those who meet you in your condition, they remove you from there. I might speak to somebody. That is what I call strategic men. Lift your right hand and say, my Father, my Maker. Lion of Judah.
Lion of Judah.
God that helps my father.
Oh, God that helps my
as
father.
As I pray this morning.
By this encounter.
Of this mountain.
Strategic men.
Strategic men. Hear this. When Jesus was on planet Earth in the form of a man, in John chapter 11, the Bible said Lazarus died, and everybody were coming to sympathize. 1 million stories don't produce solution. You need a man who carry an ability to change your level. When Jesus came, they were crying. They said to Jesus, Master, if you were here, how come you are in that city? Calamities are happening. He said, if you were here, my brother would not have died. That means the brother died because Jesus was not there. I told myself, I can't be around and the devil make mess of destinies. Am I speaking to someone today? Hear this? One of the days, Papa said he came back, one of the daughters said to him, she had a dream. And Papa said, go and sleep again. It happened because I was not around. I have come. Can I tell you something? And Jesus said, where have you kept him? When he got to the tomb, he didn't go there to sympathize. He went there to restore. There are men who come into your life. They remove you from your gravely experience and give you, am I speaking to somebody? After this encounter, somebody here, the God of my Father will bring you strategic men.
Amen.
If that amen is loudest, it will happen in the morning.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. I want to say a few things. Being privileged by grace at this event takes off. Hallelujah. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, it said, for the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and hardeth no soul. The blessings of the Lord. Ministry is seemingly a struggle when you have not been blessed. It is the blessing of the Lord that makes ministry sweet, makes life an enviable one. I want every one of us to understand, I discover and to contact this blessing. I just want to make a few statements. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 9, the Bible said, the Shunammite woman said, I perceive that this is a holy man of God. The first thing we all must understand is that we must be ready to seize opportunities. Nothing has helped me in life as a man of God and as a man, as it were, like meeting with a man who carried the blessing. I often say to people, you may never have met the burning bush. But if you meet a man who has met the burning bush, you also can begin to burn. Am I speaking to somebody? Joshua did not meet the burning bush. All Joshua met was a Moses. When he met Moses, his generation knew that he met a man. Am I speaking to somebody? And Saul met wheat somewhere. And when he left, the Bible says he became another man. But the impartation that he received, I prophesy, I remember meeting with this grace has given me another level and platform in life. I speak over someone hearing the sound of my voice. After today, your generation will know that you have met with a man who have met with grace. If that person is here, let me shout amen. Let me hear amen like thunder. God, we have to seize opportunity. I often say to people who care to listen, seize it. The secret to sweatless life, unnecessary battles naturally are abated when you understand the mysteries of followership. Seize it. The woman was childless until she saw it and seized it. As soon as she seized it, the man of God pronounced, the woman got pregnant. When the child died, the man of God came back and brought the child by the Spirit, grace of God, back to life. We have entered this place. By the grace of God, I believe so much that every one of us, I heard Reverend Amadi, I heard God's servant, Pastor Azemi, I heard everyone speaking, and they were talking about the wonders of the venue, the location, everything that is happening. I was speaking to one of our pastors. He said he can remember when he first came here, whether 1997 or 2007. He said what he sees today is a different opportunity. The Shunammite woman saw an opportunity and keyed into it, and life became a success. I have seen many doors opened after I left taking advantage of an encounter. I said to people, most times, I don't go to grace to be rich. I do what I do to be blessed. It is the blessing that maketh rich and hardeth no soul. The blessing is like a blank check. John 14:14. It's like a blank check. When you receive the blessing, it is the blessing that makes your riches happen without struggle. So every one of us who have come to this mountain, I believe that we are here to receive the blessing. Somebody shout the blessing. And I believe that at the end of this day, by the impartation of the blessing, your generation will know that you don't serve a dead God, that we serve a mighty God who is the same yesterday, who is the same today, and who is the same forever. They will know that when God says yes, that no man can say no, that God is on your side, power on your side, evidence on your side. If you believe it, lift your left leg and shout fire. Tell your neighbor, says this opportunity. Hear this. Praise the Lord here. Every one of us must understand these few things. And I dropped the mic. One of them is that somebody shall prophetic preservation. I can hear somebody shall prophetic preservation. Prophetic preservation. One of the things I have learned being a careful follower of grace is that I've come to discover that there's prophetic prescription. Prophetic prescription. This is the secret that makes life and ministry very sweet. I say it without guessing or missing words. In John chapter 2, the Bible says that there was a marriage in Cana, and suddenly their wine was taken. And after the wine was taken, the Bible says something. One thing I love is that Mary understood the capacity of the child that she has given birth to. When they came to Mary and they said, our wine is gone, Mary went to Jesus and said, son, our wine is finished. And Jesus said to the mother, he said, mother, my hour has not yet come. The mother did not continue the conversation. The mother said to his disciples, whatever he asks you to do, do it. Church, what did he say? Whatever he asks you to do, do it. I want to say something here today, that one of the secrets to ministry greatness in this privileged opportunity to say something is prophetic prescription. Everybody goes to a doctor for prescription. It is the prescription of the doctor that the pharmacist used to give you drugs. Am I talking this morning? I came to announce to somebody, by this encounter, prescriptions shall be coming forth. I said, prescriptions shall be coming forth. And he said, whatever he asked you to do, verse 5, he said, do it. I came to say to somebody, if you read your Bible from 2 Kings, chapter 4, if you read your Bible very well, the Bible said there was a woman. There was somebody, a woman as it were, who was having an issue. Let me go back first to Luke chapter 5. The Bible told me that Peter had toyed all night and he caught nothing. Toyed all night and he caught nothing. But when he met with Jesus and Jesus said to Peter, he said, launch again. Hear this. There is something about prophetic prescription where it seemingly looks like you failed before, because you had no prescription. When you go back there with a prescription, you succeed. When the man died, the woman came and said, my husband was a man of God, but he died a debtor. His creditors have come to pick the two sons. And the same debt that the man died of was the same prescription that the prophet gave to the woman that took her out of debt. Somebody didn't hear me. He said, what do you have? He said, a pot of oil. And he said, go and borrow not a few. When the woman borrowed, imagine a man died of debt. A prophet is telling the woman to go and borrow. What killed her husband was the same thing that rescued the woman. Am I speaking to somebody? What was the difference? The difference is that when the husband borrowed, there was no prescription. When the woman borrowed, there was a prophetic prescription. Peter said, I have toyed all night and I caught nothing. But Jesus said, go back there. Because there was a prophetic prescription, the same river that did not produce result suddenly vomited fish, that they had a boat net breaking and the boat sinking. Can I, professor, after this encounter, by the prescription from the prophet, somebody is going back. You are coming back again with an outstanding testimony. If that person is here, shout fire like thunder. Let not my enemies rejoice over me. When I fall, I'll rise again. I'll rise again. Am I talking to somebody here? You are not a failure. Maybe you didn't meet the right doctor to give you prescription. We have come to October Ministers Conference to receive divine prophetic prescriptions that we are taking back to our location. Am I speaking to somebody? I speak to someone hearing the sound of my voice, standing on that grace. That place that has not worked before, it will begin to work. The doors that has not been opened before, after this conference, they will open. I said they will open. I said they will open. I said they are opening. Is that a medicine? In 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 10 to 14, if you read it very well, you discover that Naaman had a prescription. What has Jordan River to do with leprosy? But when there is a prophetic prescription, even the Jordan River can empty, can remove the case called leprosy. And Naaman said, are there no other rivers? But he said, go to Jordan River. When you meet with the right prophet, he will get you that direction and description. He said, when you get to Jordan River, direction, he said, you will dip 7 times instruction. Nothing delivers you from destruction like prophetic instruction. And prophetic instruction from an approved prophet seemingly means divine instruction. Am I talking to someone this day? The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20, 20 to 22, and they came and the man said, we are putting the choir in front. That is an abnormal way to fight battles. I might speak it to somebody, but because it was a prophetic instruction, the prescription gave them accurate testimonies. I speak to someone here today. After this encounter, God is about to shock you positively. If that amen is louder, it will happen in your heart. In John chapter 9, verse 7, Jesus said, go and wash in River Siloam. Wash in River Siloam. When he went there to wash, the eyes opened. And the people came. And the man said, I don't care whatever you say. What I'm important is that the man of God said, go and wash, my eyes are open. After this encounter, I know it like I know my name. That somebody's eyes of understanding is about to be opened. I said, somebody's open doors is about to happen. If you are that person, let that amen sound like thunder. Yes. If you must enjoy an encounter with a prophet, you must first of all know the pedigree of the prophet as it were. We don't have to go through that stress because we already know by the grace of God whom God has sent to come and feed us. Is somebody in church? Number two, every prescription is word-based. Word-based. So unnecessary prophetic prescription that looks like the parade of an abalista is not relatively approved when the prophet has no base in God's word. Am I speaking to someone here? Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So I want every one of us to understand that these days we shall be receiving prescription. Yesterday, privileged to be in a meeting with the father on a training section. He began to bring out some mysteries, prophetic prescriptions that can make you an outstanding man in destiny. And I believe that in the course of this conference, God is set. I said, God is set to make somebody the envy of your generation. I said, God is set to make somebody the envy of your generation. In the name of Jesus. Number three, we must be ready to obey our prescription. Obedience is what turns prophetic prescription into destiny celebration. Church, I speak without missing words. Every encounter I've been privileged to have with grace, I listen keenly to that which God has to say through him. In the course of this matter, I learned that even his jokes, can be prescription. Because it does not joke outside God's word. So every one of us who have come to this mountain should understand that we came here to receive our divine prescription. Don't behave like as it were. Peter said, I have toiled all night and I caught nothing. Don't conclude yourself by what you have been through before you came. Because after this encounter, there is another chapter that is about to open. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? There is somebody who will tell your church staff, go back to that place where we were denied. And suddenly it will come to you as a favor with apology. Why? Because there is a prescription you are walking out of this place with. If that amen is loudest, it will happen in a hurry. We must be ready to obey our prescription. Never you follow or come to a conference like this with a mentality of what you know. Come empty so that God can fill us. Let's empty ourselves so that we can receive the feelings that God has prepared for us. I want to say this very well. In the story of Naaman in 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 13, Naaman would have missed it. Naaman would have missed it if not for the association that Naaman kept. It was Naaman's supposed servant who said to Naaman, if he had told you to do something more difficult than this, would you not have? It was the voice of Naaman's aid that caused Naaman to rethink. And then he went to carry out the prescription of the prophet. And when he got into the water, church, men and brethren, sir, when he got into the water, the first time leprosy didn't disappear. The sixth time it didn't disappear. But when he entered the seventh time, according to the prescription of the prophet, the Bible says he came out and his skin was like that of a baby. When we speak about a baby, we are talking of a new beginning. So each time you have an encounter with a genuine prophet, one thing you must go for is the prescription, which is word-based. When you practice the prescription, you naturally enjoy what looks like a new beginning in life and destiny. This is why I said something to us. Please, it doesn't matter the matter. As Papa, we often say, we will still matter where it matters most. But this conference cannot be useless. I don't want to use that word. But can be more beneficial to some of us who came here with a mentality to receive a prescription. And when we receive it, we treasure it. And then we go back. Whatever he asks you to do, do it. Bible didn't tell me that Jesus prayed. He only told them, fill the water pot. You don't question your prophet when your prophet is in tune with God. But when you obey his prescription, not go follow him with a mentality of your condition or an understanding of human calculation, you enjoy your prophetic prescription. Stop telling him, but you did not pray. How do you tell us to take the water to the governor? Is that not a risk? Forget what you think. Obey your prescription. And the governor said, how come you kept the best wine for the last? Am I saying something? The woman did not say, Master, Prophet, you just told me this was what killed my husband. How can you tell me to go and borrow? And I told you that the creditors are at the door ready to pick my children. You are telling me to do what my husband did that killed him. Your husband didn't have the prescription. Your husband never met with this grace. I speak as one who is a beneficiary of this prescription, who is enjoying life. Permit me to use my words with 40 fingers, because I'm privileged to enjoy prescriptions, to seize opportunities, and to maximize my destiny. I often say to people, not everybody know the cost of block before they became landlord. Not everybody is battling to achieve goals. There are two ways to the top. It's either through the staircase or through the lift. The lift speaks of favor. The staircase speaks of labor. When you meet with your prophet and you receive your prophetic instruction, you move on the wings of favor. At this junction, I prophesy, by this encounter, the God that helps our father and mother, that God is about to help us. If your women is loud, it will happen in the morning.
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand for that word.
Hallelujah.
I just want to see how we can be quick for this session, so we'll come back for the next, so we'll take the testimonies in the evening. Are you blessed by that strong word? Amen. Let's lift your hand to heaven and just thank the Lord. Bless his name. Adore him. Honor him. Worship him. Worship him. He is the King of Kings. Worship him. The Lord of Lords. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. We worship you. Blessed are the Lord God of Israel. Blessed be your name. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, I bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, I bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, I bow before your throne. I bow before your throne. Worship at your feet. I bow before your throne. You are the glorious. I bow before your throne. Worship at your feet. I bow before your throne. And we say we love you. Do I say I love you? Do I say I need you? Do I say I'm grateful? What more can I say? Do I say I love you? Do I say I need you? Do I say I'm grateful? What more can I say? Do I say I love you? Do I say I need you? Do I say I'm grateful? What more can I say? Do I say I love you? Do I say I need you? Do I say I'm grateful? What more can I say? Do I say I love you? Do I say I need you? Do I say I'm grateful? What more can I say? Do I say I love you? Do I say I need you, Lord? Can I say I'm grateful? What more can I say? Do I say I love you? Do I say I need you? Do I say I'm grateful? What more can I say? Do I say I love you? Do I say I need you? Do I say I'm grateful? What more can I say? We love you, Lord. We thank you. On this mountain, we have come like Jacob to Bethel. Like Jacob, you have come to Bethel, and we ask, may we see what Jacob saw? Angels ascending and descending. A ladder from heaven to give us acceleration. Glorify yourself in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big hand. I said, give the Lord a big hand. One no staba. Amen. For those of us who are here, I know it's a very huge sacrifice to come to Auchi because of the road. So for you to have people here is the grace of God. So I know that very well. So for those of you who are here, you know, people are watching us all over the world, but there is nothing like being there. There's nothing like being there. There's an anointing that's firsthand, you know, by being there. So the Lord bless you for the sacrifice. And what I told the Lord while I was praying for us is that not one person will live here the same. Even if you don't want to change, for entering here at all, you are implicated. God will give you a massive and mind-blowing turnaround. In Jesus' name. Alright. Job chapter 1, we'll do verse 6. And we'll do verse 6, then we'll skip to chapter 2 and do verse 1. Verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 to 3. Let's do chapter 1, verse 6. First of all, then we'll do chapter 2, 1 to 3. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Move to chapter 2, we'll do 1 to 3. Again, there was a day which, when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence cometh thou? From whence cometh thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro the earth, from walking up and down on it. Verse 3. And the Lord said, that thou consider my servant Job. There is not like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and holdeth fast, yieldeth fast integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without a cause. Move over to verse 7 and 8. So Satan went forth from the presence of God, of the Lord, and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself, and he sat down among what? I want to share briefly what I titled, When the Devil is a Church Member. When the devil is a church member. This morning, I want, by the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost told me to handle your assignment. Tomorrow, this evening, we can handle your person. But I want to, by the Spirit of God, project into that work that God has given you. We want to correct some things and expose some things. The Bible says one time, the sons of God gathered. When the sons of God, the most outstanding gathering on earth is the gathering of the sons. Because in the presence of the gathering of sons is God and the devil. The word sons speaks of the matured. Isaiah chapter 9, I think verse 6, is done to us, a child is born, and a son is given. Romans 8, 19 talks about the earnest expectation of the creature being the manifestation of sons. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, now are we the sons of God. For it does not yet matter
Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we be called the sons of God. Verse 2. Now we the sons of God, it does not yet matter what we are, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. So the gathering of the sons is the gathering of power. The gathering of the mature sons. The mature, the son, the word sons there speaks of the matured. Is the gathering of power. Is the gathering of evidence. Is the gathering. That is the gathering that the devil fears. Psalm 111 verse 1. It says, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright. I'll praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly. Psalm 89 verse 7. The word of God says that God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints. In Genesis 49, if you read down from verse 10, it says the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, unto him shall the gathering of his people be. Psalm 133 verse 1, how good and pleasant. Behold, so I'm trying to explain to us that the most powerful gathering on earth is the gathering of the saints. But also, in the gathering of the saints, the enemy shows up his face. The enemy shows up his face. Satan has access to divine presence, but should not be permitted to operate there. Satan has access to the presence of God, but should not be permitted to operate there. Downtown from history, we discover how the devil has always infiltrated into divine presence. When God, by his Spirit, put man in the garden of Eden, the word of the Lord said man was in that garden and the serpent got in. The serpent didn't go for Adam because Adam got the word from God. The serpent went for Eve, who did not get the accurate word from God. And when Eve was speaking, you can see a woman who didn't get the accurate word from God, because Satan asked him, what did God say? Anytime the devil comes, he wants to check if you have a word that's guiding you. What did God say? And what did Eve say? He said, God said we should not eat of the fruit and not even touch it. God didn't say don't touch it. So Satan knew, this lady doesn't understand the revelation. I'll penetrate this one. And when Adam, she did that, she took of the fruit and gave to the man to eat. That was how they lost the garden. And that is why Jesus had to correct it. Before he went to Gethsemane, he gathered his disciples, because the error that he saw in the garden was that the bride gave to the groom, which was an error. The bride gave to the groom, the woman gave to the husband, the fruit to eat, and they lost the garden. So before Jesus went to the garden of Gethsemane, he had the lost supper, and he had married his disciples. Here he was the groom, there we had the bride. He had to correct what was done in the Garden of Eden by the groom now giving the bride the communion, which was the last supper. When he did that, he moved straight to the Garden of Eden. In other words, we have to correct what had happened. And when he went to the Garden of Eden, he made sure Judas was not around. Judas had gone to the chief priest, because to appear before the garden, you have to be complete as the 12 tribes of Israel. So he went to the garden as the 12 tribes of Israel, and him and Judas are from the same constituency. So if Judas was there, God would not have answered. God would not have listened. So he made sure Judas was not available. And when he got there, it was 12 complete. And he said, Father, all that you gave unto me, I present them to you in the Garden of Eden. So sometimes, when we are going to attack, let me tell you something. The brothers of Joseph sold Joseph. They put him on the ground. He went down to the earth. And after 3 days, they brought him out of the pit, which was a sign of Jesus dying and rising again after 3 days. But there was a mistake that they made. They took his garment and they stained it with blood to present to his father that an animal killed him. They didn't know that garment stained with blood was what preserved him from that very spot until he got straight into the prime minister's seat. Anytime an attack comes, the attack sees the garment stained with blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. So sometimes when the enemies of our life, they think they're out to undo us, they are giving us something that will make God speak for us. Am I speaking to somebody here? The sons of God came. Satan came. The sons came. If your walk, listen to me, if your walk is of God, if the assignment you oversee is of God, Satan is a member. You need to deal with some truths as I go on, and I will show you. If it's of God, and you are genuinely walking with God, Satan is a member. That is not his first church. That is why God asked him, where are you coming from? Because he has been somewhere. He has succeeded in another church. So he has come for this one. Their duty is to move from church to church to cause chaos and problems. But we came this morning to tear them down. We came this morning to frustrate them. Anyone that has entered your assignment from the pit of hell, they shall be roasted by fire. Listen to me. I need some feedback volume here. Feedback volume. Feedback volume on this microphone. Whether they have infiltrated the ushering department, they have entered the protocols and the choir, by the power of the Holy Ghost, they shall be roasted by fire. They shall be roasted by fire. They shall be roasted by fire. Somebody start fire! Take your seat. So he got in there. Alright, let's go. The sons of God came to present themselves before God. And the devil came. They came to the place of worship. They came to the place of worship. And the devil came. Now, listen to this. You understand, if you understand the background of scriptures, and you take it from the original Greek manuscript, you will understand that the book of Job is the first book of the Bible. If you understand the original manuscript, this was not something that was an imagination, it was something that actually happened. People came spiritual. And that's one thing that amazes us. Came spiritual, came under auction, came with the power of God, came into God's presence, that capacity to deliver, and said that enter. Satan got him. The devil is immune to the presence. He has capacity to stay there. It's not the place of the church not to allow him operate there. Don't think a man is going to be so anointed that the devil won't come. Jesus fasted 40 days. The devil came until Jesus casted him away. So never think that your fasting, your praying, your seeking God is going to scare the devil. He will come. But there are certain things that we need to put in place so we can put him in his place. Are you following me? Are you following me? Now, watch this. And the Bible says, and he came. But can I shock you? God spotted him. Number one, to cancel and frustrate the works of the devil when he comes as a church member, your eyes must be spiritually open. Your spiritual eyes must be open. Can I say this? And every one of us, no matter the nation or the state you come from, you need to hear this loud and clear. A man or a woman of God can be anything else but not blind. A man or a woman of God can be, I'm not saying prophecy, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying prophesy, that's different. How come, either by revelation God has not shown you, either by the dream of the night God has not shown you, either when you sleep God has not shown you, you don't know what is happening under your nose and the devil is seated as a member. You can be anything else, but not blind. You don't have to be in the prophetic to see.
To see.
Matthew 19, verse 20, verse 29 to verse 30, the Bible says, it touched their eyes. And it said, receive your sight. Receive your sight. So verse 30, if you read Jeremiah 1:11, he said, what seest thou? Verse 12, he said, I've seen an almond tree. He said, thou hast seen wealth, and we have seen my word. Jeremiah 24, verse 3, he asked again, what do you see? What seest thou? In Amos chapter 8, verse 2, what seest thou? Amos 7, 8, what seest thou? In Zechariah chapter 5 and verse 2, what seest thou? Zechariah 4, verse 2, what seest thou? The Bible says, and they ask another question. In Psalm 119, read verse 18, that's one of the previous scriptures I love on sight. He said, open down my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of the Lord. In Matthew 6, verse 22, he said, the lamp of the body is the eye. If thy eye is single, thy whole body shall be full of light. 2 Kings 6:17. O Lord, open thou his eyes that he might see. A man of God! Listen to me. Oh my God. Sir, are you aware? Listen to me. Are you aware? Do you know as the sons of God were presenting themselves, Satan was engaged in a conversation? Are you aware that in your service, in your meeting, sometimes as you are finishing your meeting, another meeting is going on? Sometimes your service is going on. There is a service going on inside your service, but you are too blind to see. You are preaching and people are using text messages to communicate with themselves. In your eye, you are not aware. And some of them are leaders. It was among sons he came, not children. He entered through the heads of the department. He doesn't come as a lay member. Listen to me. What destroys the church is not outside the church. It is inside the church. Stop casting out the demons outside the church. The attack is inside the church. That's one thing God has helped me to do. If you are under this anointing, if you are under this grace, and you are genuine, you are not a useless son or useless daughter. You are genuine. You are hungry and you are sincere. There is no way the gift of discernment will work on you. It's not possible. It's not possible. There are people I have identified. And I spotted them. Some were sitting on this altar. And I spotted them. We escorted them out. We escorted them out of the church. Because I'm coming. I'm going to tell you the damage. Many times, you give instruction, some people rebel. You are not aware that before you get the instruction, another meeting has been held before your meeting. How can service be going on? This one is discussing that I moved to and fro the earth. All of a sudden, you discover someone who was giving, stop giving. Someone that was so respectful begin to confront authority. I'm going to teach you a few things. That is why sons or daughters who come to this church and I see them mixing too much with my members, I brand them. You are submitting to me, not my members. Why are you talking to them? What do you want? Why are you mixing up with members of my church? What do you want? Are you submitting to my members or to me? I've had many of my choir members tell me how some pastors are chatting them up here. So I mark those sons. They can't enter my office. Never for life. Because it's a reflection of the kind of heart that you have. I don't know one pastor in Redeem. Not one. I don't know one pastor in Redeem. I have a relationship with my father. I see my father. I'm off. But the time they invited me, one of their major churches, to preach, And they said, come and preach. And I wouldn't go. So they sent Baba's son to talk to me. And he spoke to me. I said, I have my reason for not coming. I don't want trouble. I don't want trouble. We have churches in those areas. If I come, the members move, it's trouble. So plead with him that I can come. I don't know why. And I didn't want to get myself into that bed. Because I don't want to see what I'm not supposed to see. Crazy. Entered into the system. What is that thing that has blinded your eyes? That a man of God, I knew this man of God when I was growing up. I met him one day at the airport. I said, sir, I don't hear of you anymore. I don't hear of you. The apostle, my financial secretary and my treasurer killed me. I used to hear of him in the 90s. He's a big man of God in Lagos. He said for 27 years, they were building houses with seed, faith, and offerings, and he was not aware. 27. He said, when he found out they had estates, transport companies, he was. What has blinded your eye? What has blinded? What has covered your eye? What has covered your eye? What has covered your eye? That someone who is out for your life has become your closest member, has become your confidant. What has blinded your eye? Today, that eye shall open. The anointing that rests upon my life, every one of you who has put hands or oil on the wrong people, then those people are making up their mind or already fighting you. The oil you put on them shall work against them. The oil you put on them shall work against them. The oil you put on them shall work against them. The oil you put on them shall work against them. Since they didn't value oil, we give them fire. We give them fire. Somebody shout fire. When the devil is a church member, you have audacity. And do you know some of them begin to even mock you behind you? If you can see, why is he not seeing me? They will mock you. He's not seeing anything. If you can see, why is he not seeing me? So you are prophesying and you are moving the spirit, they just throw their legs in. It can even be the man that's holding the microphone to confirm your prophecy. They entered Ananabas Kataya Lagada. Listen to me. By the grace of God, as you hear the sound of my voice, God shall move ahead of you. The assignment shall be. When I saw this, I was asking the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit of God, how can the devil have audacity to come into your presence? And the Lord said, of course, he was the anointed cherub. He's used to it. Don't forget the three angels in heaven. I call them the angels in charge of the three W's. Angel Michael was for war. Angel Gabriel was for word. And Lucifer was for worship. Lucifer was that archangel that waves his wings. He stands before God. Is the beauty, the express image of God. That's what he does. He just waves his wings. And all the other angels shout, holy, holy. Those angels, their duty. The angels are not made to do any other thing than to worship. They are not made to do any other thing. They are not worshiping because they want to worship. They are worshiping because they have to worship. That is why God was looking for man. Now listen, the duty of the angel is to worship. If the angel is hungry, if he wants to stay hungry, he says it in worship. If the angel wants to stay stranded, he says it in worship. That is why God now said man should worship him. Because the angels worship because they have to worship. So God needs somebody who worships because he wants to worship, not because he's a must, he must worship. So when it's a must, you must worship. It's not obligatory. It's not something from your heart. So that is why he needs a man who worships because he has choice not to worship, but yet he chooses So he entered. And the conversation was going on. They were discussing about the man and he was not aware. They were discussing about Job and he was not aware. The devil was in divine presence. That day, Job was bankrupt of his presence. If you lack divine presence, the enemy will operate in your assignment freely. There was a great man of God in the city of Lagos. He was a bishop, a son to Papa Daosa. It was the orchestration of his members that killed him. The wife is still a woman of God now. They hosted a gospel artist that came to town, and some members were upset. But they didn't give them a cut for facilitating the move. And one day the man of God was coming from the airport. They followed him to the house. Open fire on his head. These are leaders in church. These are leaders in church. You see, you will not be a negative reference point in ministry. How can I have an agent of the devil as a deacon and I am not aware? Am I communicating? You see, that was the problem that Eli had. That was his problem. The Bible says Eli's eyes were dim. See, they were dim. He could not see. He said the lamp in the temple went out. Everything about Eli, the priest, was blindness. A minister of God can be anything, but not blind. Even if you don't get revelations, can't you dream and see something? Say, God, speak through dreams, speak through the Urim and the Thummim. Can't you dream and see a picture of what's going on around you? We live in a generation where everybody is conscious. Even in the natural life, when an office is established, they put a CCTV camera. People want to see. People are conscious. Only the church leaders are blind. That's why when he came, John chapter 5, when the Bible says there was a pool, there were five porches in the pool. And those five porches in the pool speaks of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. That pool was the world. And God has sent these people. The Bible says, go to verse 2 and verse 3. Bring it down. Verse 3. He said, in it lay a great multitude of impotent folk. That's the duty of the apostles. The duty of the apostles is to make you fruitful. When they enter a place that is not fruitful, they make it fruitful. They make a place that was impotent, potent. Then you have the prophet. He said, of blind. You have the prophet. It's their duty to open their eyes. It's their duty to charge up and channel the revelations. He said, of heart is the evangelist. The evangelist is the ministry that goes. He goes. So he comes to stand against the heart. Withered. You are withered. You need nourishment. That's the ministry of a pastor. The pastor is out there to nourish. Then he says, for the moving of the water. That is a teacher. A teacher teaches you how to translate from one level of glory to another level of glory. Am I talking to somebody here? So their duties of the church represented. Jesus asked, will thou be made whole? Listen to me. The power was not in the pool. Like a refugee was in, the power was in the instruction. What held that man bound all this while was his bed. Jesus said, no, take your bed and go home. The problem is here. Take it home. The problem is not the water. The problem, this bed you have been lying there for 38 years has been the problem. Rise up. Take the bed. Get up from that bed. Move your body from that bed. Because that is what has held you bound. Now, if the power was in the water, Jesus would have helped him to the water. He didn't tell him to the water. The man was on the floor for 38 years and his problem was there because his eyes were closed. And God spotted him. He spotted him. When the devil is a church member,
you need your eyes to be open. Number two, when the devil is a church member, it's because he has a specific assignment. He has a specific assignment. He has a specific assignment. But God is going to frustrate that assignment. I said God is going to frustrate that demonic assignment. By the power of God. In Malachi 3 verse 6, he said, I am the Lord, I changed not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, and not consumed. In Titus chapter 1 verse 2, he said, God cannot lie. In Numbers 23 and verse 19, Numbers 23:19, he said, God is not a man for him to lie, nor the son of man for him to repent. As he said it, will he not do it? As he spoken, will he not make it good? Verse 20 says, I have received the commandment to bless, and I have blessed, and I cannot reverse it. God has the power. In Hebrews chapter 7, if you read verse 25, he said, God is able to save to the uttermost them that come to God through him, believing that he ever liveth to make intercessions for them. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 21, God is able to subdue all things. In Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. In Jeremiah 32, if you read verse 17, Ah, Lord God, thou made the heavens and the earth by thy great power, nothing is too hard for thee. In Jeremiah 32, verse 27, he said, I'm the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Am I talking to somebody else? In Genesis chapter 18, verse 14, he said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? In Job chapter 42, if you read verse 2, Job 42, verse 2, the word of God says, I know thou can do all things, and nothing can be withholding from thee. In Matthew chapter 19, if you read verse 26, he said, with man is impossible, but with God all things are possible. In Luke chapter 18, verse 27, with God all things are possible. In Luke chapter 1, verse 37, with God all things are possible. There is possibility with God. So no matter the agenda of hell, in the assignment that God has given you, I prophesy with my eyes open and closed that that assignment is frustrated. What is his assignment? His target are the committed, influential, and wealthy in the assignment. Listen to me, child of God. When they enter a system, they go after the productive. Job was a man of means. He was heavily loaded. He had financial capacity. Not only financial capacity, he was someone that was praying concerning his children. He was productive. They go after the product, they are silent. When they enter the system, they target the productive. No wonder people of value and means have left that work. They come, they go. They come, they go. Because someone is carrying an agenda. You must understand, see, thank God for a crowd, thank God for all of that. But sometimes in life, you need God to give you people who are productive. Because they announce your work faster. Let me give you an example. Reverend Fidelis gave that illustration. When Jesus turned water to wine, if you read John chapter 2 verse 8, you know what he said? He said, draw it to the governor. Not to the lay people, because before they will spread the testimony, nobody will give them platform. Let me shock you. It was the governor that tasted it. In verse 9, it was the ruler of the feast that spoke. It was the governor that tasted it. But it was now the ruler of the feast. Verse 8, the governor. Verse 9, when the ruler of the feast had tasted the wine. I'm confused. Who did they give the wine to? The governor. Who now shared the testimony? The ruler of the feast. Men of mis mingle. Men of capacity mingle with themselves.
If a nobody had tasted that wine, that testimony would have been buried. Listen, don't think God has not been using you. The problem is that the people you have been affecting have no voice. So God,
Oh yeah.
You don't know how anointed you are. You don't know how called you are. But you are busy affecting the lives of people who have no voice. People who cannot amplify the works of God, the grace of God on your life. The same thing you see and you are normal. The same thing they see, they are watching. If a governor, a lawyer, a senator sees it, by now the ministry will be everywhere. That's why I said draw. It was after Job. They walk into a system and have certain people that they have targeted. The life wire. The productive people. People they know will do anything. Do you know Job was paying tithe in advance? He was paying seed for the sins his children have not committed. That's how important he was to the house. Somebody you thought could never leave you left. Why? Because someone came. When they finish that assignment, they too, they leave. Did you see your Bible? It says Satan left the presence of God. He was done. That's why he came. He moved to the next assignment. That's why God asked him, where are you coming from? I'm finished somewhere. I'm going somewhere. They are in the system. I'm telling you, except your work is not of God. In the system. And what gave Jesus leverage was that he identified it. Is it John 6:72 or so? He said, you are 12, but amongst you one is a devil. One is what? A quinsu. Jesus knew. He knew. Look at I qualify. Is among these 12 membership I have, one of the members is a quinsu. And he entered into the life of Job and began to make negotiations. They enter into the life of Job. Am I communicating here? But this is my problem here. How can my assignment that God has given me, there is a devil somewhere that has entered and he knows the members, spiritual and physical, and I don't know. Satan knew Job's spiritual strength. So how can an agent of the devil know that person that God has planted in your assignment? They know their strength, they know their weaknesses, they know everything. And you, the pastor, your eyes have not been opened. I was wondering, as if Satan was hearing God talking, and the sons that gathered, you're not hearing. Have you seen a situation, a demon possessed person comes, a pastor's ministry, the demon possessed person, see fire around the pastor. You see a lightning, you see a glory around the pastor, and the pastor did not see it. There was someone in this town who started something brown, none of that, and we're told that he was going from church to church, carrying sand by the signpost. He will carry sand. He will carry sand. And any church he enters and carries sand, the attendance drops. He will carry sand at night. Mistakenly, peradventure, coincidentally. He sauntered and stumbled into this assignment. And was looking for sand around the signpost. Electricity from heaven glued him to the signpost. He took off and he vowed. Say, no, leave that one. That place, they know they go there. But my concern is, you carried sand from a church
and it affected their death. If you are not violent and you are not aggressive to stop the works of hell, and you are thinking of this stupid message of grace and faith, you will end up being ridiculed and made a specimen. You end up being martyred. How can you say that I was communicating with God? Hear from God? And the source couldn't pick one thing. I'm going to address some of those things this night. No power again in the church. Mockery. 19 cows entered the shrine and died. In Ondo or wherever. Eh? Just entered the sacred land. The cows died. The headsmen took off. And yet those same headsmen will kidnap pastors. The cows, as they just entered the land, which was called a sacred land, all the cows, thunder came. A demonic presence blasted them. They dropped dead. The headsmen took off. And those same headsmen will live there, stop a vehicle on the road, kidnap a pastor, kidnap his wife, and the church will be gathering money for ransom. That devil will go down today. That devil will go down today. There is power coming back to the church. There is power coming back to the world. Someone can sit down, do a video against a pastor, insult a pastor on social media, abuse the pastor on social media, and nothing happens to him. The lady can come and talk all kinds of nonsense. 5 years, 6 years, the truth doesn't come out. The matter dies like that. The ridicule stays upon. Can I say this to you? I don't know about you, but I came to this conference with anger in my system. I came with brutality in my system. Anyone in your assignment that is an agent of the devil, except God did not call me, as you are returning back, I see madness coming on your head. I see madness coming on your head. I see madness coming on your head. My God will fight your battles. My God will fight your battles. My God will fight your battles. My God will fight your battle. My God will fight your battle. He will confound your enemies. He will confound your attackers. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Lift your hands, start fire. Devils. Take your seat. Kingsley, the visa you applied for me, it came out the next day after the program. We had to go somewhere, and I told him to apply for a visa. He applied. My own visa was rejected. Every other person got their visas. Somehow, the Lord helped me to get some wisdom, and I got something on transit. And by transit, I'm permitted to enter that place for 96 hours. My program is 2 days. So 48 hours, I'm done. I entered on transit. And I got to that airport, only to be stopped at the airport for 4 hours. He said, sit down here. I sat down. Cold airport. Nobody was talking to me. What's going on? Please sit down. What's going on? Please sit down. I got in there. Ransack my bag, did everything, destroy the bag. What is happening? Sit down here. One person to another person to another. Now 6 hours. On the airport.
What's going on? Only to enter the office of the number one boss there. And he showed me in their system. Pastors had written petitions. Because of the massive crowd in that country where we minister. And they were asking certain questions. Why is this like this, like this? I said, none of your business. Why is that like that? Not your business. And they discovered the man they were. I was not intimidated, was not scared. The man told everybody to say, go outside. He said, I like you, Pastor. I like you. I said, okay. He said, where is the program? I told him. He said, I'll give you security.
Where is this?
He said, can you give me all the those who be attending the information? I said, I can't do that. It's a crowd. It's okay. This is my private number. Don't give anybody home. If there's any matter, call me. And I asked myself a question, can these people learn? The more you fight me, the more you announce me. And Mavis sent me the visa the day the program ended. So it was an arrangement that the man should not end. Those are devils who are church members. Devils in pastoral teams. And that is why you must pray this prayer when we start praying. If your ministers are not much, you stand at an advantage. Mention them by name. Say, Father, before I leave here, I want to see. Before I leave here, I want to see something. Open my eyes. You're going to be shocked. You can't identify them until they present them. Whoever has mixed himself in my life, in the call of God on me, in the name of Jesus, present yourself. Let your real identity be exposed. Let your real identity be exposed. The identity shall be exposed. The identity shall be exposed. When he presented himself, the conversation began. Number three. Hold on. Before you write that. Do you know why they succeeded? He succeeded. Succeeded. Afflicted Job. He succeeded. Ridiculed him. Ruined him. Turned into a beggar. Started using clay to scrape his skin. Satan succeeded. Why did the devil succeed? Job had no intercessor. If there's anything in your church you must not joke with, it's your prayer band. Sometimes when the prayer band are praying, join them. Listen to their prayers. Round it up. Join them. Join them. Don't let them, don't just sit there and pray. Stay there. Hear what they are saying. You'll be shocked. Job had no intercessor. Job had no advocate.
He said, if there be an advocate, I will have the Lord will say, I have found a ransom. Job had no advocate, had no intercessor. Child of God, when the enemy, the devils become members, they infiltrate the system of an assignment the Lord has given to you. Intercessory prayer, intercessory warfare, intercessory declaration is the escape route, is the cure. You need to make intercession that Job ended up a caricature. A specimen. I want to pray a prayer for you. That man of means, that productive person that God has connected to your life, the enemies will not succeed over them. The enemies will not succeed over them. The enemies will not succeed over them. The enemies cannot pluck them out. The enemies cannot pluck them out. If your amen is louder, your life will be better.
God is awesome. He's awesome. I think Reverend Philip has mentioned that what makes life shine, what makes you have ease in life, is your connection to the right man. That's the truth. There are no great men. There are only helped men. The connection to the right person just lifts up some burden from you. Ceaselessly. Look at Jesus. Do you know Jesus was a carpenter's son? He was the son of a carpenter. Not a fisherman. Not a fisherman. He was not a fisherman. The father was not a fisherman. He went after the pattern of his father, a carpenter. And the reason Jesus was a carpenter, he was familiar with wood because he was going to die on the cross. So when he was on the cross, it was wood. When he was being nailed, it meant nothing to him. I'm not bothered because I grew up around wood. So put the nail on my hands. But here it is. He needed to be advertised. It's going to take a long while to advertise a carpenter's son. Only the people that had voice in that day were the priests. The priests had the capacity to make declarations and they are followed. Zechariah was a priest. And the reason the people listened to John the Baptist was because he came in his father's stead as a priest. So when he came as a priest, they were listening to him. He gave them the message, repent! The kingdom of God is upon you. One day, Jesus was walking past. By the reason of that priestly capacity, John the Baptist said, behold. Who identifies you matters. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin. So from that day, Jesus got attacked. Imagine 30 years of being a frustrated carpenter's son in one day. Attention. People started gathering. People were gathering. Why? The right platform. Who announces you matters. But also, those are the people the devil goes after. Job had no intercessor. Are we ready today? Are we ready to make some deliberate and definite declarations? Listen, there are many of them. As you are going back, you will not meet them. The pain they cause. Do you know what it means that you are a minister, you are ministering, and somebody who is in authority is not taking notes, is not giving offering, is not opening Bible, and is in authority. He sits down and is doing nothing. Crosses his leg. Do you know a bad leader is a setup? A bad leader is a demonic setup. Crosses his leg. He's not responding. Others are. He just crossed his leg. Throws away his face like he doesn't care. And because you have projected him, it begins to get a click. Before you know it, from him, others begin to behave like him. You see on the altar, genuinely call for seeds, they are not coming forward. Because he has poisoned their mind. But they will, those same people would go to another church and do something there and come back to your place. I wish somebody told on to me about it. They go there, do something, and they come back to your place. A pastor from One Nation said to me, I was so shocked that three of his deacons built church for a pastor. He said, but they have never contributed a bag of cement for his building. Three of them built. I said, did they worship there? He said, no. I said, then somebody has worked on them in your leadership. Has worked on them. These things are happening every day. And we take them for granted. Do you know how much you have lost because the devil has been a member? Do you know the expansion you have lost? The impression some people have of you, and yet you are totally innocent. Because that demonic, satanic agent has infiltrated and made some statements, and the people tend to believe because they feel the person is close to you. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Mandabarato Sigadaba. Are you ready? First of all, we're going to pray.
I'm going to pray. This church, you know the kind of prayers I pray. We are to ordain. I'm not going to tell you what we did. I won't tell you what we did. We are to ordain people. We are to ordain people in their hundreds. We are to ordain people in their hundreds. Pastors, deacons, in their hundreds. And I did something. Everybody was broken. I think they are less than 60 now. 30. From over 300 something to 30. We picked out all the bad heads in one day. By divine direction. All of them. Even some that have been members for long. The worst thing that can happen to a leader is to have your oil on the wrong head. And I'm just smiling. This place you can't enter. This I won't escape it. You are evil. I will catch you. Catch you. Because, sir, only Jesus came with an assignment to die for the world. That's why he permitted Jesus. He knew the timing. He interceded and prayed satisfactorily before he died. So death didn't come unaware. Only it's an error to nurse Judas for 6 months. Don't talk of 3.5 years. You don't nurse Judas around. The Bible calls them seducing spirits. When they start talking, they can even shed tears and weep. That the way they have been treated. See them. If I'm lying, the way they have treated me. Once somebody starts telling you the sacrifice they have paid for you, mark it. They called me in the other church. I refused to go. They said they will give me this. I refused to go. They gave me this. I refused. I said, because I believe in this grace, mark him. People that pay genuine price for you don't tell you. And if somebody ever tells you, God sent me here, avoid him. God sent me to be here for now, avoid him. Don't empower him. God sent me to be here for now. For now. Do you know, I've read some pastors in our ministry who have written books. I go behind the book. There's something I see and I mark them. Currently, he serves as a pastor in OFM. I mark him because he's pastoring. Currently, he serves. I just marked that person. Yes. It's an error. You know what I do? I make sure I have a ready mentor substitute for that person. You may pin somebody who do better than you. He's on transit. Thank you. Transit. Am I teaching you something? Some of you say, sir, it's God that sent me here. God sent me here to come and help you. You came to this assignment for me to help you, not you to help me. You came here for me to help your life. You are not here to help. Who are you to help me? Who are you to help me? You came here for me to help you. Sit down and be schooled. A pastor came and said to me that God is a reverend. God told him to come and work with us. I said, get a Bible school form. He said, sir, I'm a reverend. I said, did I reverence you? Am I the one that made you a reverend? Get a Bible school form. Go and get a Bible school form. God sent me. For now, the Lord said I should support this work for now. They just want to gather momentum.
make them irrelevant, make them insignificant, make them not useful. Don't let them smell power. A true son doesn't use you, he enjoys you. Just enjoy, just happy. Our first prayer. I refuse to be blind. Open my eyes. Papa! Three days ago, I was praying for the SOP. I remember the SOP 4 days ago. And the Lord opened my eyes. Really. He said, my son, some things are not right. I'm going to be addressing the SOP. It's not for everybody's consumption. And he said, because these things have been done, the enemy wants to take 4 of your major sons by reason of some things. And he mentioned one to me. And I was shocked. I woke up. I began to pray. I saw it. While he was on his way here yesterday, he had an accident. The car tumbled and tumbled 11 times. He walked out of the car. I can't bury anybody again. I knew. And the other 3 others I saw, which I'll be meeting one on one in the SOP meet, I will tell them, you are the next, you are the next, you are the next. I saw it. Do this, correct this, do this. What am I trying to say? What am I trying to say? It's an error for you to be blind. Do you know Jesus said, Matthew 15, can the blind? What is the matter? Can the blind lead the blind? Say both of them will fall into the ditch. That is why the ministry keep falling into ditch, ditch, ditch. Because the people are blind, the watchman is blind. Now that 58, he said, the watchmen are blind. Isaiah 58. Are you ready to pray? Lift up your right hand on fire. Say, my Father, my Father. I want to say this to you, please. If you are in this conference, I plead with you, I beseech you, by God's mercy, do not take it for granted. You didn't come here to see one of your friends that you normally meet with in Auchi. You came here because things must just turn around in this ministry. In this work that Jehovah has given you, whether you are a pastor, you are an itinerant preacher, whether you are a minister, you are a missionary, you are an evangelist, you are into any pattern of ministry, there has to be a turnaround. With the effort you have been putting, this is not the result you should be getting. Is he fasting? You are fasted. Is he living pure? You live pure. Is he faith confessor? You confess faith. Is he seed? You sow. Yet nothing comes out. It's not because God is holding your reward. The devil is a church member. Say, my Father, my Father! Shout it loud and clear! Thank you.
Open eyes.
You know what the Lord just whispered to me now? He said, tell them that some great people who they affected, who left, he said, I should tell you that as you return, they are coming back. People who you affected, who the enemies have polluted their hearts against you, he said, I should tell you that you return back, those people shall call you on phone and favor you.
Hey!
We are going to take this prayer. Every devil that is planted in my assignment, present yourself and die. Present yourself and die. Listen to me, this is very dangerous. There are true colors to come out. They have been hiding it. Lord, now listen to me. Let me tell you why they have to present themselves. If you alone see it, members will say you hate them. Let them do something that everybody will see. Oh God, oh no. If you alone, that demonic assistant pastor, that evil elder, if you remove them, trust me, they will gather people. But when 15, 20 members, one night, see them in their dream, the same night, you be playing supervisory role. Pastor, you can't say, yo, I saw. I have a son who was the governor of Chibueze State. Do you know I won an election? When they were to declare victory, they have brought money to give to the other opponent. Five judges. In one night, four judges had the same dream. You give to that man, you die.
did to that man. So one of them came behind the chamber. That was it. Please, can I talk to you? I know we are already going to judge this way, but I had a dream. So some man told me that if I give to this person, I will die. That should be this man. He said, wait, was the man very white? He said, yes. He hit the other one's hand. Bah! That's what we just discussed. I also saw it. It's only one that didn't see it. Because God knew that was not even useful. So yeah, the Lord didn't waste his time visiting that one. 4-1, what is that? So, both of them discussed. They got there, and everybody was shocked. They turned it, and they walked away. When God allowed them to present their true color, madness is confirmed when you enter the market. When madness has gotten to its full stage, it's in market. You are breaking things at all. People are still confused. Is it okay or is it? They don't say you are mad, they say you are aggressive. They say it's aggressive. But when you enter market, they say it's mad. When they present themselves full color, people see it. You see the whole assignment, they endorse your decision. The decision you make, they endorse it. These people go, they won't go. Leave, they won't leave. They just sit down there. You go, they won't go. You leave. They won't leave, they sit down there. They'll come late, very late, and they'll do something to make everybody will know they're around. They'll give a rebellion that everybody will know about the rebellion. You come late, sit at the back. No, they are coming to the front. Drag with usher. That's my seat. They sit down there. You see them. You try to go to this member's house. They just left there. You try to go here. They just left there. They are going around. You are shocked. Yeah. You see members are sympathizing. That anything he did to you, forgive him. You know you are our father. He has polluted. See, anything he did to you, anything. You want to talk. You want to explain. Nobody wants to listen. Sir, it's okay, but just forgive. Remember how his labor. Remember how he has suffered. Remember what he has put. Remember what he has done. If your son now, good child, bad child, you are the father of him. It's a demon that they are interceding for. Present yourself and die. Dry up. You have come too far, you shall go no further. Open your mouth, turn it to prayer. Dry up. Present yourself. Dry up.
Look at the
Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Be on your feet. The Lord has given me authority to trample serpents and serpents. No enemies hurt me. I'm walking in dominion. The Lord has given me. Is, but the Lord said to tell you, you will no more be rejected. The Lord said, tell someone, you will no more bless lives and they appreciate someone else. Those who you affect will come back to appreciate grace. The hand of the Almighty God. He said, thou shalt not plant. Thou shalt not build and not thy inhabit. Decree by the power of the Holy Spirit. The God of the heavens and the earth. He will give you reward. Who is Justin? Who is Justin? Is there someone like that? Justin. Is that Justin? I'm hearing something like Justin.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Who knows someone like that? Is it you? Stand up. What's the matter? What's the thing? Is the name I mentioned is your husband?
Yes, sir.
Is he here?
No, sir.
Who is the person there? Bring him. You are amazing. You make my life a brand new. What is it? Here you come. Every garment that you are wearing that's not of God will be removed. Stand up. I hear the spirit of accusation. Look here. Look here. Look here. Spirit of accusation. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Spirit of accusation.
Yes, sir.
Is what is what you are battling with. They are accusing you. I see a church and I see people walking out.
Yes,
and they blame you that you are the
reason why.
Your husband blame you.
Yes, sir.
He said you are the Can you wait? See, there is something following you. There is somebody. Look at me. There's somebody that I saw. A chubby person. It's a lady. Can you see me? This person is a lady. She's fat. She's chubby. She's in leadership. When you get back, tell your husband to remove her. This ministry, you think I'm guessing, right? The woman is looking at me. You think I'm guessing? This thing is like an outreach.
Yes, sir.
Wait.
Yes, sir.
Word of life.
Yes, sir.
Word of life.
Yes, sir. Word of life outreach ministry. Yes.
Tell. Wait. Every woman here who is presently asking God for the fruit of the womb, all of you, come here. Come here. Now, come and touch this altar. Touch the altar, touch your stomach. And mention the sex of the baby you want. How many you want? There's space here, space. Space, there's space here. Touch. There's space, there's space, there's space. As you touch it, you go back. Mention what you want. October 2020 Minister Conference, you are coming with your child. Touch and go. Some of you are standing for others. Do this. He is the Lord. Forever is true to me. Heaven and earth, and God is only here. He is exalted. Touch and go. Touch and go.
Exalted on high.
Touch and go.
Jesus.
telling their wives not to stand up. Blessed be your name, Lord. Who is Adobe? Adobe. Abi Adobe. Who is that? Who is Adobe? Okonkwo. Okonkwo. What's your name?
Adobe Okonkwo.
That brother with a light blue caftan, yeah, that's going down there. Sir, as you turn and you are going, I saw you holding something like stick, like you were blind. And I'm asking what's going on. What your father? What's your father's eye?
He has eye problem, glaucoma.
When he was going now, I saw him. He was walking, but I saw him leaving, like he just went blind. You, I'm talking of you, and it's already in your family. Come. The minister must not be sick. The minister must not. Your organs must be working. The minister must not. Because the work is already tedious. Even the healthy do it and break down. So how can the sick do it and survive? What the healthy do and break down? How can the sick do it and survive? So any one of you having any health challenge, you are dropping them on this mountain. They disappear for life. Whether it's in the blood, in the bone, in the tissues, in the tendons, in the ligaments, they disappear forever. Everyone under the sound of my voice speaking, body, you are healed. You are a minister of God. Lift your hands. I have three messages for you. Number one, you are healed. You are healed. See my hand? You know what I'm talking about? Huh? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's gone.
Amen.
It disappeared. There's about to be a shaking. There's about to be a shaking that's going to be very terrible. Where you are, there are people that are about to take some dangerous steps. Don't join them. Don't join them. Can I explain? There are people that are about to take some. I see a ministry. Okay? I see a ministry. I see a woman. The overseer.
Eh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's a woman.
Yes, sir.
And I see some pastors. Up as I'm talking now, they're about to break. Don't join them.
Okay, sir.
Don't join them.
All right, sir.
Don't join them. They won't survive what they're about to do. They won't survive it. They won't. As you get back and they approach you and they walk to you and say, because I'm seeing you, I'm seeing a location, I'm seeing a branch.
Eh? Yes, sir.
You, I'm seeing you in a branch.
Yes, sir.
What you do as you get back now, they come to you and they're trying to talk to you about it. Tell them they will not survive it. A man of God, you are coming from somewhere now. The man of God just told you they won't survive. When I mean survive, they will not be alive. It's a risk what they're about to do. Because this is a woman who has affected them, who has helped them, who has covered them. Kneel down. You have just escaped. Blessed be the Lord. Father, enter every walk. Whether it's a church ministry,
a marriage ministry, an itinerant ministry, a hospital ministry, a prison ministry, an evangelical ministry. Enter into every work. Anyone that has infiltrated into the assignment, I frustrate their agenda. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we frustrate their agenda. Hey, I said we frustrate their agenda. We frustrate their agenda. It's frustrated. When you leave this place, when you leave this place, this is coming to my spirit. When you leave this place, you pray one prayer. Father, remove their defense. It just dropped. Remove their defense. Because sometimes you have prayed violent prayers, they still remain. So this one is, Father, remove their defense. I just told me that. I said, don't tell them. For today, remove their defense. That thing that is their defense and their strength and their succor, remove it. Remove it. Be on your feet. Be on your feet. Be on your feet. You live long when you have the right people. You live long. You live long. So much peace. A man of God was preaching some years ago, and the Lord just told him on the altar, workers meeting, not the whole worker, just the leaders. The Lord said to him, get the aircraft now. On a Saturday workers leadership meeting, he said, God, you should get the aircraft now. Who has worked out? 100 million. Come on. 100 million. 200 million. They raised the money for it there. Work, not every worker, leaders sell meeting. There. When the right people are there, ease. You do ministry easily. When there are people that are, they do meeting inside meeting. You are doing service, they are doing service. And they are strategic leaders holding sensitive positions. You give instruction, they counter it. Remove their defense. Remove their defense. Can we pray that now for 1 minute? Remove their defense. Agents of hell that have infiltrated my work, remove their defense. Father, In Jesus' name,
amen.
We're going to have a very heated session tonight. Hold the seed in your hand. Hold the seed in your hand. We're going to be here more time. 4 o'clock. Okay, so we have just 3 hours. We're going to be here. So we're going to have a proper session tonight. Because I needed to talk to our work before I talk to us. So that you get back and you begin to see things just happening. That's how you are looking. God will just be shuffling, reshuffling. Putting the right people. The right people. The right people. In the name of Jesus. He said to Joshua in Joshua chapter 3 verse 7, I will magnify you before these people. In chapter 5, say, and the Lord magnified Joshua. He said, I will magnify you before those people so that they will know that as I was with Moses, so also I am with you. God will magnify you. He will magnify the work he has given you. Lift up your seat, faith. Mandalara Basharadas, come be with us now.
Thank you, Lord.
Speaking in us your word. For there's no other way to know
every life. Fulfill your highest time in us today. In us today, we now welcome you to transform and renew, breathe into us new life. Mold us your way. Fulfill our highest time in us today. Today. In us today. Lift your seat and prophesy. Speak to us today, Yohan. Just been told you are coming 5, not 4. Come near 5 p.m. in Jesus' name. Your love has taken over me. Father, I depend on you. I have confidence in you. In you, oh Lord, I put my trust. Your love has
oh.
Father, I want to honor you. We thank you because we know the fruit of this meeting will start in this program. People will get phone calls and confessions will begin. Things that have been covered and been hidden, your eyes will be open to see them. The hand of God will be upon you massively to begin to expose hidden secrets in your assignment. Hidden secrets in your home, the God of heaven will expose them. Your time has come. It is well with you. My head is a good head. My life is a good one. Angels shall fight for me. Greatness on my side. Goodness shall follow me. In Jesus' name. You go now.